Okay, we're off. Francis Porter, who's just finished his tenure as chairperson of the Totnes Community Tennis Club. And, well, how long have you been in the tennis club, Frankie? I call you Frankie because I play tennis with you on Fridays, but everybody knows you as Francis.
Well, tennis people, a lot of tennis people know me as Frankie. Anyway, that's a slight digression. Probably 12 years, I think, I've been playing tennis at Totnes Tennis Club. I've actually been playing tennis since my mum taught me when I was 5 years old. So I can't do the maths, that's about 57 years ago. Yeah. But so Totnes Tennis Club, 12 years.
Yeah. Okay, and you were chair of the committee, committee. Right. When did you start doing that?
So about 10 years ago, myself and a few other friends, but also who've been members of the tennis club for a long time. Things of the tennis club was quite stagnant in the sense that it had been run very well for many years, but it wasn't kind of increasing membership, and the courts were in getting really bad disrepair, and it needed a lot of new energy and sort of ideas. And it coincided with a time when Southam's District Council, who basically are the landlords of the tennis club and within Borough Park, they wanted to hand over sport facilities to the community, to community groups to run them. The Bowls Club were the first one within Borough Park, and they took it over very successfully and they run a very successful club. And then Southam District Council came to the tennis club and said, would you like to take on a lease and then you can manage everything? And so myself and three or four others just thought, well, this is a really great opportunity to put something back into the tennis club and Borough Park and the community. So we kind of foolishly put our hands up and said, well, let's go for it.
Right. And so talking about putting things back into the community and Borough Park, what sort of role does the tennis club play in the community?
Well, I'm very passionate about tennis, but sport in general, I think, is a huge, especially the last kind of several years, of the well-being and the health of everyone in the community, whether you play rugby, bowls, or, and obviously within Borough Park tennis, but every sport. And within the Borough Park, the tennis club has always been actually a corner of, you know, there's a lot of energy going on there. The Tonya's junior coaching is a big area, lots of energy, lots of young children playing. So there's always been around the tennis club a sense of positivity and energy and vitality, and we just wanted to try and expand that so more people could access the courts and get the benefit from it within Borough Park, which to me is actually a really lovely, gentle, peaceful setting. Yes, I know there's a noisy railway line, but generally in a sense of a really protected space to play sport, you can't think of anything better within the Totnes area.
Been going to a tennis club for 40 years, so I kind of seen it change, you know. So, and I've seen huge change since Southam's gave the tennis club the lease. Yeah. There've been massive changes there. So what changes have happened over that kind of period?
Well, the priority when we took it over was the court surface, because so this was, can't quite remember my dates, but maybe 6-7 years ago. It was a standard old kind of tarmac surface, which was in a very bad state of repair. And that's what the Southams just didn't want to put their time and energy into repairing it, which is in many ways is understandable. So that was our first priority, was to find the funding to basically repair three of the four courts, because they were actually kind of dangerous. And historically, actually, throughout the Totnes, there have been a lot of tennis courts, some tucked away in private buildings, some down at Dartington. I can't remember how many, but a lot of tennis was played in and around Totnes, But Borough Park is now the only place left where there are is a tennis facility. We repaired the courts, we raised the money and got those repaired with a brand new, at the time, state-of-the-art sort of artificial grass, which is really, really popular. And then we got brand new floodlights, so it could be all year round play. There used to be very old sodium, kind of yellowy lights, a bit like, almost like candlelight. So we got brand new floodlights, and that meant suddenly, you know, very quickly, there was a state-of-the-art facility-wise, the latest you could get, the latest LED floodlights and the latest court surface.
And you've got, I mean, the membership went from...
Yeah, so we had usually 60, 70 members, kind of historically, up to a year ago it was 180, and it's now between 170. So, yeah, massive increase.
So it's just increased three times as big as it was, and there are hundreds of people go to the tennis club, and I know because I play there regularly that it is a social centre as well. It's not just about the tennis, is it?
Absolutely, no. And also, with that number doesn't include a number of juniors who go through the coaching programme, which is run by Tonya, of which there's well over 100, and the knock-on impact with the parents of those children. So if you want to look within the community, yeah, there'll be many fans, but literally hundreds of people who at some point or other will be utilising the tennis club.
Well, and there are sessions, aren't there, for the community. The tennis club runs sessions for the community.
Yeah.
They run something with LifeWorks and...
Yes, so as part of the new committee, we celebrated our 50th anniversary just over two, three years ago, and we wanted to do something special for the 50th anniversary of the club and make it a fundraiser. And we decided to raise money and bring awareness to LifeWorks College and Bidwell Brook, both of which are special education needs establishments in Totnes and Dartington. It was driven by one of the committee members, John Calloway, a diehard local, a wonderful man who's very passionate, used to be a teacher at Bidwell Brook. So we started, we set up a unique special needs tennis program for both these establishments. So it was coaching once a week for both schools, and the impact has been phenomenal for the students. Their communication has improved, their self-confidence, many of them their arithmetic, because within simple tennis drills you're counting, and the transformation of the teachers have been witnessing it, and it also boosts the teachers' well-being because they're out and about and they can see the students are, you know, very well looked after and really improving. So, and that's been running for, three, 4 years now.
And around the area, around the tennis courts, you've done things as well, I think, with LifeWorks.
Yeah, so the tennis programme was so successful. We were talking to teachers just generally how it was benefiting the students and how they'd love to be able to do more things. Because the key for LifeWorks and Bidwell Brook is to be able to do things out in the community. So often they're doing things in their own school grounds or even their classrooms. They want to be out and about in the community so everyone can see them and they can interact with members of the community.
Included.
Absolutely. And the beauty of a tennis club being in Borough Park is it's kind of in this amazingly safe space where a lot of people walk through and also use Borough Park. Mm. So they're seeing and interacting with these special needs students. So we then kind of took it another step further and... we had a small strip of land at the end of one of our courts, which is a part of our lease, and it was just a tiny bit of bare grass. And we just thought, well, would LifeWorks College like to use this with us to develop a community garden? And they jumped at the opportunity because it kind of brings the school curriculum out of the classroom, and they can... So we started just over 2 years ago. The students did some drawings in the classroom of the vision of what they would like with it. We connected up with Park Life Southwest, who are an amazing social enterprise environmental group who've got the expertise for teaching groups and gardening. And then this amazing project started to grow, quite literally.
Yeah.
But we had to raise money, it was a community garden, so it wasn't a garden for us or just for students. It was really giving something back into Borough Park, which I think is a beautiful park, but is actually kind of very sadly run down. There's a big rugby pitches there, which are lovely. But beyond that, sometimes you can't see a flower. And this is the local park, you know, it just seemed wrong. So,
yeah. Well, it's great. I know that I've sort of got a small involvement with Leechwell Community Gardens, and community gardens are important. I mean, and Totnes Tennis Club, as you know, those partnerships it forges are really vital.
Yeah,
because they're special.
They are, and it was really, really uplifting, because we knew we couldn't do it on our own. We didn't want to do it on our own. We wanted to involve as many people as we could. So we went round to local businesses and telling them about the vision we had within Borough Park of creating this park for the community where people could use it. And the number of businesses who said, oh yeah, well actually we've got some wooden sleepers here which we could use for your raised planters. And I said, oh, we can bring you some wood chip. So suddenly the local businesses we're putting their hands in their own pocket and offering and delivering all these goods right up to the park. And it was just like, goodness me, you suddenly tap into the incredible goodwill within the community, which can often stay hidden because we're so wrapped up in our daily lives and the stresses of running businesses or just lives. You kind of, when you take the time to ask and explain a vision, the community comes together. And it was just fantastic. At the end of the day, we started really building. The local police came along and were digging. We put them to work with the heavy lifting work. And the students were interacting and passers-by were helping. It was just an amazing small little pocket of how the Totnes community, when they come together, you create this amazing end result, which is this incredible park, you know, this park garden.
Well, it is brilliant. And, you know, like it was one of the first places I saw when I arrived in Totnes 40 years ago. And I've seen it develop and I know how healthy it is now. And I think with that, I'm going to wish you well without kind of the weight of kind of running a community event in Totnes. But it's been, if you were to choose one special moment or one special thing about the tennis club, this is really difficult. It's like choosing your best film ever that you've ever seen. But have you had, probably it was a forehand that you hit against.
Oh, yes, yeah, running forehand down the line winner. Yes, if only, I don't think I'd ever hit one of those. Oh, dear. Well, our 50th birthday anniversary was a very special party where we had well over 100 people turned up at the park. It was an open day. You had the special needs children. You had many members of the community turning up and just really enjoying tennis and sport and the outdoors. I mean, that was in Borough Park. And then Borough Park was alive and buzzing. And that felt a really good start.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that's good. Borough Park is alive and buzzing. And Totnes Community Tennis Club is a big part of it and part of the community. Thank you, Francis.
Thank you, Tony. Frankie. Good to meet you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That was Francis Porter of Totnes Tennis Club speaking with Tony G. This has been a Totnes Pulse production. Thank you for listening.